longer serve as a means for the president to deny knowledge if leaks divulge the true state of affairs. That is to prevent the collapse of the government. If the president can stand up and say, I didn't know about it, the government can survive. If the president cannot say that, then you have a very, very dangerous situation indeed. Was used in later years for the purpose of effectively isolating succeeding presidents from any knowledge of the alien presence other than what the secret government and the intelligence community wanted them to know. NSC 10-2 established a study panel which met secretly and was made up of the scientific minds of the day and may very well have included some of those names which are on the fraudulent document known as Majestic 12 or the Eisenhower briefing document, which is in reality a contingency plan to lead you right through the Rose Garden. The study panel was not called MJ-12. In fact, the study panel was never called MJ-12. Another NSC memo, NSC 10/5, further outlined the duties of the study panel. These NSC memos and secret executive orders set the stage for the creation of MJ-12 only 4 years later.
Know that for $299, your happiness can be guaranteed, well, at least on our music library site. For $299, you will get a lifetime membership to Magnitude. That means you can listen, stream, download, whatever you like to all our music, and we guarantee your happiness. Got a format you need? Need some help? Whatever you like. Happiness guaranteed. Only $299 at Magnitude.com.
So the CIA tied a sheet around his neck, fastened the other end to a fixture in his room, and threw James Forrestal out the window. The sheet tore, and he plummeted to his death, and he became one of the first victims of the cover-up. The live alien that had been taken from the 1949 Roswell crash was called EBI. It was short for Extraterrestrial Biological Entity, and all aliens are not called EBI. EBI had a tendency to log, and for over a year would give only the desired answers to questions asked. Those questions which would have resulted in an undesirable answer went unanswered. At some point during the second year of captivity, he began to open up, and the information derived from EBI was startling, to say the least. And this compilation of his revelations became the foundation of what would later be finished, called the Yellow Book. Photographs were taken of EBI, which among others, I and Bill English were to view years later in Grudge 13. Why do they keep the aliens in a Faraday-shielded environment? Because they have a tendency to disappear right through walls. And if you can prevent the transmission of electromagnetic energy, you can stop them from doing it.
Was track number 4 by the band Rapoon from the album What Do You Suppose from Magnitude.com. Did you know that for $299 your happiness can be guaranteed? Well, at least on our music library site. For $299, you will get a lifetime membership to Magnatune. That means you can listen, stream, download, whatever you like to all our music, and we guarantee your happiness. Got a format you need? Need some help? Whatever you like. Happiness guaranteed. Only $299 at magnatune.com.